that our Saskia made his debut in the famous Liceo Opera House in Barcelona at the age of 11. He has since become one of the world's greatest and most loved tenors. He is José Carreras, and VIP went to meet him. José, there can be very few singers who can claim to have begun their international career on an international stage at the age of 11. But when did you truly discover that your talent, your voice as a tenor was truly exceptional?
Well, from the very beginning, I mean, I said that a few times. I went to see a movie with my parents. It was a movie, it was called The Great Caruso, and featuring Mario Lanza. And from this very moment, I thought I had a certain instinct or certain inclination for music, for singing. And my parents, they thought that this is a possibility for me to go to the conservatory, to study music, etc., etc. But really, to one thing is to wish something or to think that you have a certain talent or certain instinct or etc. For something. And the other thing is really to be able to do, to develop this talent and to go one day to an international position. I think that I've been very lucky, and from the beginning of my career, I started already singing in important houses and with important colleagues and conductors, etc., etc. I consider myself a very, very lucky man, not only for my professional life, but also in my personal life.
In your personal life, particularly, because most people who faced what you did 10 years ago, which is the onset of leukemia, would either have given up or maybe not have got through. What do you think it is in your character, in your maybe your will that you found to give you the resourcefulness to get through that?
Well, I think my character or my determination or my will or whatever, this is just a part or a little part of my recovery, because there are so many other things that have influenced all that. Of course, to be in the hands of a wonderful medical team, to have all the support from my family and friends, but also this incredible constant wave of affection and solidarity, generosity, and all this.
From your family, right?
From people, yes, all over. I think that was very important, I would say fundamental for me to get the right strength, the right spirit to fight against such a severe disease.
What about looking back over the material, the choices, obviously the great classics that you're known for all over the world, but you've also decided to be more eclectic in your selection of music. Why did you decide to broaden your horizons in that way, and in particular with the things that you did, like the recording you did of Passion?
Well, I think that, well, basically, my activity is 99% classic. I mean, I'm singing in the opera house, like Vienna, La Scala, Covent Garden, etc. And sometimes, to go to this kind of repertory, what we call in the business probably, I don't know if this is the correct way to call it or not, but crossover, I think that this is somehow to follow a legacy. To follow a legacy from people like Caruso, from people like Gigli, from people like Skipper, Di Stefano, McCormack, that they always did this also during their times. Caruso used even to compose certain light songs, and he sang in English. The same with Gigli, etc., etc. So,
did you get bored with the purist critics, the kind of people who would like to restrict you perhaps to where they feel you belong?
No, this is a good question, but the answer is very simple. When you approach these kind of projects, and you know that some people, they're not going to like it, and I respect the opinion of everybody. And the important thing that there should be more people that like it than the other way around. This is part of the game. Every time you take a little risk doing these things, and it's a challenge indeed. But respecting, as I said, all the opinions, I do it basically because I like to do it, and I think that there is a certain type of audience that they are happy with that as well. So
you have a vast audience for whatever you do, but particularly because maybe the fascination that the world has with the charisma of the tenor, women certainly love the Latin tenors. What is it, do you think, about the character, of being a tenor, on stage as well as in public life? What do you need to be that person?
Look, I think there is a kind of cliché that says a tenor is lover and a kind of appeal to the ladies, etc. But I think this is due to the type of repertoire we're singing, the roles we portray on stage. When the people see you as Werther, as Don Carlos, as Rodolfo, as Don Jose, of course, immediately there is an association with a romantic man, a romantic type of person, etc., etc. And also, the type of voice we have. The tenor is a kind of voice, in my opinion, which is between the sound sometimes, between male, very, very masculine, and an adolescent type of sound together with. So that makes this very appealing, I think, to public. Maybe to ladies even more. I don't know, because the tenor has been always, for whatever reason, probably the most exposed of all the opera singers, all the type of opera singers, but also probably the most popular and the most appealing to the audience. Also because we are singing in a region of top notes, etc., etc., that you could compare to being in the circus without net, you know, doing all this. Exactly. But altogether is wonderful. And social life, I'm telling you, there is no social life possible. If you want to be in a certain level, if you want to really do things in a professional way, in a serious way, 99% of your time is dedicated to the profession. There's no other way out. It's nothing to do. If you want to be to a certain standard and keep this standard, 99% of your time has to be dedicated to what you are doing to your profession.
Nonetheless, you're a very modest man. You've done also a great deal since your illness to promote the knowledge that people have around the world. And also, I know you've been very involved in the restoration of your native opera house in Barcelona. How's that coming on?
Well, this is something that I think all the opera lovers, all the opera amateurs, and in my country, in Catalonia, in Spain, this opera house was something very significant, very symbolic. It was somehow the symbol of art, of culture, of music for our country. So everybody, even non-opera lovers, they had a special feeling for this opera house. And well, I try to be cooperative with this situation, and I try to do whatever I can. And very soon, Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and myself are going to sing a concert in Modena, Luciano's hometown. And this concert is going to be a benefit concert for the restoration of the house in Barcelona, Teatro del Liceo, but also La Fenice from Venice, that, as you know, was also tragically burned out.
Is there then a very, very strong fraternity? I know that it must be one of those things, looking back, football in a way brought you together, but is this passion for known as the three tenors, which must make it very difficult for other tenors in the world of singing and opera to make an impact on the world of...
Well, let me tell two things. The first thing is if we do concerts together, if we work together sometimes, this is just a very little percentage of our activity alone, each of us, is because we love to do it, because we like each other very much, because we have a tremendous harmony between the three of us, admiration and respect for what we are doing in every sense, personally and professionally. There are many other beautiful tenors, wonderful tenors in the operatic scene, in the operatic world. It happened that the three of us, for different circumstances, probably before of the very first concert of the three tenors in Rome in 1990, we were probably, I say this with without any arrogance, the three most popular tenors. I'm not saying the three best tenors, but the three more popular tenors at that time already. And that's what it was, that interest to put the three of us together. Now, of course, with all these recordings, videos, concerts around the world, etc., our popularity probably has been rising, but that doesn't mean at all that the other tenors in the operatic scene, as I said before, are absolutely wonderful.
How is your work schedule changing, or are you opening up new avenues? What are you doing at the moment?
I like to add new repertory, not only in the on stage, but for my recital, for my concerts, for my recordings. I have still this feeling of discovering new things in music and that I can offer to the public, new type of interpretation. Wrong or right is up to them to judge. No, really. But I'm still looking for new challenges and looking for something that makes me happy as an artist and as a man.
I have to ask you, finally, apparently you find personal happiness again, and you are to be married.
No, this is again the newspaper. This is not true. I don't know from where it comes, all this information.
I'm just busy writing by someone.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody seems to be very happy in front of the ABC, spreading kind of wrong news around the world. This is not true. We have to live with that. And more we talk about, worse it is. So this is my private life. Have nothing to say. If one day I have something to say, I'm going to be the first to say it. But this information, once again, it's absolutely wrong.
It just keeps singing for us.
Thank you.